Certainly over the last few weeks, I absolutely believed in my heart and in my head that this was capable of being won. There was undoubtedly momentum towards the Yes campaign over the past couple of weeks. I think that momentum was continuing right into polling day. It looks as if it's not quite been enough, and that's deeply disappointing. I've never fought a campaign as hard as this one in my entire life, and there are thousands upon thousands of people in the Yes campaign who are in the same position. So, you know, I'm not going to do the politician thing of trying to spin my way out of this. I feel deeply personally disappointed, but also quite exhilarated by the campaign that we've just come through. And I'm determined that we move on from this and we listen and react to that clear desire for change that has been expressed.
A quick question, Nicola, because you've mentioned your disappointment, which we understand. Have you spoken to Alex Salmond during the night?
I speak to Alex Salmond all the time. I'll no doubt see him in about an hour when I get through to Edinburgh.
Did he share his response with you earlier or not?
I haven't seen him face to face, but obviously we've been keeping in touch as the results have unfolded. But I'll see him shortly. I'm leaving here to go to Edinburgh and I'll catch up with him there.
And I'm assuming he will share your deep personal disappointment as well.
Look, you know, every single member of the Yes campaign will be deeply disappointed. You know, I believe in my heart and my head that independence is the right future for Scotland. I'm not going to stop believing that, although I absolutely will accept the result. I'm not going to stop believing that. So, you know, yes, we will all, Alec included, be deeply disappointed. You know, we've been arguing this case for most of, well, in my case and in his, for all of our adult lives because we deeply believe it. So, yes, there will be disappointment, but also a determination to move on from this. You're absolutely right. We have come much, much closer than anybody, apart from ourselves perhaps, said that we were able to do just a few months ago. And that is because we've made a compelling case and many, many people have responded to that. And some of those who didn't vote yes will have voted no because they believe that vote would deliver more power. So I said earlier on, and you know, I absolutely hold to this, Scotland has changed forever. There's no going back to the time before this referendum and just having business as usual. The status quo has not got any kind of endorsement or mandate tonight. And politicians have to absolutely understand that.
Mr Cameron will be saying something later, we understand. Nicola, can we expect Mr Salmond to be saying something too?
I'm sure you can, yes.
I think we'd... Nick, do you want one more?
I've just got a final word. I think there'd be people watching this programme whose mood may be one of despair. We've seen the excitement that there was on the streets. I just wonder what your message is to people who are not professional politicians like you, who place their hopes in this and may really feel despair tonight at what's happened.
Well, your people will be disappointed, and I'm not going to stand here at this point, you know, when dawn is not evil. I don't know if dawn's broken yet, it probably has, and tell people just to brush aside their disappointment. This has been a campaign that people, I have to say, on both sides, have invested a lot of emotion and time and effort and commitment to. And people, of course, are going to take time to get over the disappointment of that. But, you know, we should not lose sight of what has happened in Scotland over the past few weeks. This campaign has been the best thing I've ever been involved in my life. And I say that now when it looks as if we might not get the yes vote that I was hoping for. I say that as strongly now as I would have said it to you this time yesterday. So we need to pick ourselves up and move on. That appetite for change, that demand for change is there, and we've got a responsibility to make sure that demand is met.
Nicola, you've been very generous with your time. It's 28 minutes past five. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll no doubt speak later on today. Thanks very much.